Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sabres pick up a point falling in overtime on a night where their goaltender kept them alive throughout. Columbus wins it by a 4-3 score. As we welcome you inside our Amherst studios, I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Paul William Belts Sabres postgame show. Well, this was definitely, this is an obvious thing to say, the worst of the three performances of the three games so far this year for the Sabres. And they still had an opportunity to win it in the overtime session there. Victor Olofsson's goal with a minute 14 left, blast on the power play, got Buffalo the point tonight. But beyond the goal from Olofsson, it was their goaltender that kept him in it. Linus Allmark was tremendous throughout, faced 44 shots in the game, and had some really good saves throughout, as the Sabres were only able to manage 18 shots of their own. None in the overtime, despite some good possession for the first 2 minutes of it. They could not manage a shot on Korpisalo, and Buffalo falls to 2-0-1 on the season. 5 points out of six. If every 6 points come about and you take 5 out of 6 every time, you're going to be in the playoffs. You're going to be looking in a great spot. So if you take, you know, more in chunks of the season, I'm sure that this team would take it. And I know they're not going to be perfect for 82 nights. Tonight, they deserve to probably get no points, and they got one. So I guess that's what I'm taking out of it. And still seeing some more good things from Olofsson, from Colin Miller, and especially from Linus Allmark, who we know can step in at any moment and play a solid game as we did here tonight. All right, coming up here on the postgame, we'll have highlights coming up. Your phone calls are welcome, 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. But let's bring Paul Hamilton in. We get his thoughts here as the Sabres fall by a 4-3 score. Paul, Linus Allmark able to keep the Sabres alive throughout and good enough with Olofsson's goal chiming in there to at least get a point tonight.
Yeah, he's the sole reason they got a point out of this game. He was just spectacular. Shots in the periods were 14-6, 15-6, and 14-5. And it was a dominant performance by Columbus. The Blue Jackets definitely deserved to win, but the Sabres were able to at least get a point out of it. As poorly as they played, you know, you walk away with 1 point, and I think you got to be just thankful to yourself that, hey, we played that badly, but yet we walked out of here with a point. Let's go home and play the Montreal Canadiens on Wednesday and try to improve and practice, tomorrow. But they're 5-for-10 on the power play this year, or 6-for-10, I'm sorry, on the power play this year, and it was the power play that got them through this game. And it was a 6-on-4 power play at the end. Just not, I mean, Boone Jenner knows better. You can't play the puck with your hand off a faceoff, and he's tied up with Eichel, and you know it just was a dumb penalty on his part, and almost cost his team 2 points in the standings by doing something that stupid, because he allowed a team that was being run over to come in and tie the game and take it to overtime.
Paul Hamilton with us here on the Paul William Belts postgame show. Brian Colziel as well. 4-3. Columbus wins it in overtime. Yeah, I would agree, Paul. I mean, the Sabres were staring with a lot of puck possession in the first 2 minutes of that overtime and an opportunity to win it. And I'm sitting here thinking, wow, if they could come out and get two out of this on a night where they deserve to be nothing. But I guess you take one. This is how the season plays out. It's 82 games. It's a marathon, no doubt about it. And the positives from tonight that I mentioned, we just mentioned Allmark, but another solid game from Colin Miller. I thought he was one of the Sabres' better players.
Yeah, he, when the Sabres were trying to get it going in the third period, he was the guy making the passes and the shots and everything that in between. And, of course, on that power play goal by Johansson in the second period, to open the second period, he was key on that play too, with just a perfect pass over to Johansson. I mean, Buffalo got two power play goals from one-timers from the circle. Columbus should have known that's their play. That's what they want. You know, they want to be over there. That's Olofsson's spot, and then Johansson scores from Olofsson's spot. And I was watching the 6-on-4, and for the most part, they were taking Olofsson away the whole time until he got loose for the goal. And it was a little bit higher up on the in the circle than he normally is with that shot. It doesn't matter. And he just got all of it and wound up scoring. But I was thinking to myself, well, they're going to make sure Olsson's not going to be the guy because they kept taking him away. But Dahlin kept insisting upon it and finally moved a little bit. Olsson moved a little bit. Dahlin got the puck over perfectly, and you saw the result.
4-3, Sabres win it, or excuse me, Sabres lose it in overtime to Columbus. Do pick up a point. So 2-0-1 on the season. Montreal is up next at 7 o'clock on Wednesday as Buffalo will get some home games coming up here. Outshot tonight, the final shot totals. Paul mentioned the period totals. They also get outshot 1-0 in the overtime. It's 44-18 in the game overall. Each team scored twice on the power play. The Sabres 2-of-4 and the Blue Jackets 2-of-3. And Jonas Korpisalo picks up the winning goal despite only having to make 15 saves. Linus Allmark on the other side, much busier, 40 saves on 44 shots. And I think it's an easy decision tonight, even though he didn't get a star, Paul, that Linus Allmark's our high-impact player of the game, brought to you by the Lockport Outdoor Store.
How does the best player in the game not get a star?
Yes, well, he didn't.
They should just do away with the three stars. They should just call it the home team three stars of the game and leave it at that, because that's usually what happens in most arenas, including Buffalo's.
That's right.
You know, the home team gets stars when they shouldn't. Just call it the home team three stars.
Yeah, Foligno's the third. Made a good play, definitely, to take the puck.
Foligno definitely deserves a star.
Yep. And Bjorkstrand, the second star, and then Tessier, the game winner, gets it. But, yeah, we're going to make Allmark the high-impact player of the game, brought to you by the Lockport Outdoor Store. High-impact gear for hardworking men and women. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. We'll get highlights coming up here in just a moment as the Sabres fall to 4-3. Paul getting will break down some of the goals for you here along the way. But Paul Eichel, after he goes into the corner there, Foligno ends up battling. Is that a case of him maybe, as always, just trying to be out there too long? Is he doing too much? He hung his head afterwards. I think he realized right away that maybe, you know, at that point, just try and hit it off the glass and get it out. I don't know. Maybe what would you say to him at this point?
Well, nobody's covering Texier because Eichel has the puck. So Ristolainen fans off on the side of the net for him to give an outlet over there. Olsson stays on the wall to give him an outlet over there. They're not expecting him. And that's the thing. Move the puck. You had two guys where Columbus basically had almost cleared the zone except for Foligno. So Foligno's on Eichel. And nobody's on the other two, so move the puck to one of the other two. But, yeah, he tries to do too much. He's got control of it. That's why those guys went to the places on the ice they went to. And then he's right back into Foligno. Run the puck behind the net along the wall to Ristolainen, and you're probably going to get out because the third Blue Jacket was out in the neutral zone, and Texier was out around the blue line. So he's going to stay out in the neutral zone if Ristolainen gets that puck, or at least come down towards him. So, yeah, it's just a thing of and he'd been out there for a long shift in overtime, got back out there for an offensive zone faceoff, and it was just trying to do too much, I think, at the time, and it winds up in his net.
There's thoughts on Eichel, our Sabres core group feature. How did the core perform? A look at the core group presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Western New York, a proud partner of the Buffalo Sabres. Let's also talk about Dahlin's night, Paul. Some highs and lows as well, but some penalties along the way that some of them ended up as a power play goal for the opposition.
Yeah, I know they were upset when Dahlin took his first penalty for interference. They were on the power play at the time. Columbus had gotten a bench minor for too many men. And maybe it was an acting job, but it still was interference because the Columbus player had dumped the puck down ice, and then Dahlin just steps into it. You can't do that anymore. You can't come up and finish like that like you used to be able to probably 10 years ago. That's interference every time, and it doesn't matter if it's embellished or whatever it may be. It's still interference. That's just not a play, and you don't want to make that play, you know, when you're killing or on the power play either. His other penalty was they had gotten on for a long shift. They only had changed one player. So four guys had been out there forever. I think Skinner might have made it to the ice, but the rest of the guys had been out there forever, and they couldn't get a change. And when you're tired like that, you sometimes wind up taking a penalty, and he did in front of the net.
4-3 Columbus in overtime. Let's go through the highlights. Break them down here. We'll get Paul's thoughts as well. Columbus getting a couple of goals in the end of the first. The first one from Bjorkstad. The shot off the wall, and he's able to bank in the rebound off of Allmark to go in.
This is Jones, right side. Went off his skate. Back post, chance to score. Oliver Bjorkstrand in his 200th NHL game puts the Blue Jackets up 1-0.
Bjorkstad's first from Jones and Werenski, and Paul, I don't know what we'd like Allmark to do there. I mean, it's off the wall, and sometimes that play just happens quickly.
And that got the period started. As I was talking about earlier, they were being outshot 8-6, but it wasn't awful. They were being outplayed, but it wasn't awful, I didn't think. I mean, they were hanging in there. It was 0-0, and then it became awful real quick because of a pretty lucky goal. I believe it was Olsson's who got his stick there. So it hits his stick, goes off the back wall. Ristolainen is not in really bad position, and Bjorkstrand just happens to be right there and puts it in that. Nothing really anybody can do. That's one of those goals where you just go, luck wasn't on our side.
Second goal coming less than a minute later. Yuki Haru's in the box for tripping, and a pass from behind the net. Quick shot in front. Atkinson puts the Blue Jackets up by two.
Back at the line is Seth Jones. He'll be the quarterback of this power play that right now sets up. Here's Atkinson, short side, a one-timer. Makes it 2-0.
So that one, 56 seconds after Bjorkstrand scores. That's Atkinson's second of the year on the power play. And again, Paul, real quick. Not much I don't think we could have asked Allmark to do there either.
No, he's not going to stop that, especially when it's Cam Atkinson doing the shooting. But again, they're moving the puck quickly like they had done the whole period and were skating well. And, Dubois was the one who really started it off near the point, brought it in quickly, found Wenberg, who didn't waste any time behind the net getting the puck out to Atkinson, almost took it out the other side. And there was just the Sabres were a little bit behind the play. And Atkinson, when he's open like that, is not going to miss very often.
All right, so 2-0. Would the Sabres respond after a poor period? Well, they did. They got two in the second. The first coming from Johansson.
Connor Sherry stands up at center ice, part of this power play. Stays onside. Sherry with it, drops it back. Pass across, and a one-timer by Johansson from the right circle has the Sabres on the board.
Johansson's first from Miller and Sherry, and Paul, it was a nice pass on the power play from Miller to set it up.
It was a great pass, and Korpisalo looked like he wasn't expecting it. Now, that's the Sabres' move. I would think you would expect it. I don't know if he's thinking Miller's not can't make that play or whatever, but he certainly can, certainly capable, and put a perfect pass over there where Johansson could get rid of it right away and put it in the empty net.
So another power play goal for Buffalo. Later in the period at 11:58, a great individual play from Jeff Skinner.
Four Sabres within a couple of feet of each other. They're trying to pressure that puck, and they do behind the net, almost stripping it. And there is the strip. Skinner comes away with it. Fire scores! Oh, my goodness. Jeff Skinner, you talk about hungry. Feed me, he says. He takes it away, and it's a 2-2 game.
That's all Skinner, Paul. Unassisted goal, a great individual effort.
I'm surprised John Tortorella didn't bolt Murray to the bench the rest of the night. That's the way he coaches. And Murray was very, very nonchalant on that play and very casual. And you got to know Skinner. He had to know Skinner was behind him. Now, he probably doesn't know he's right on him. But they were just battling, so he knows he's ahead of him. So he knows Skinner's back there somewhere. But you can't be that casual with the puck, especially when you're coming up the middle. And Skinner made him pay for it.
All right, so 2-2 after Skinner's second of the season. That's where we stood heading to the third period. Dahlin in the box for interference to start the third, and Columbus back on the power play, and they get back in front.
Bjorkstrand gets it back again as the Blue Jackets move it around up top. Pad save, rebound in front, and it goes just wide to the other pad, then it's tapped in. Far post, Foligno. Power play for the Blue Jackets, they lead it 3-2.
Foligno getting his first on the power play. Paul, that puck was just bouncing all over like it was on a spring.
Well, it shouldn't have been bouncing because Scandella had a good opportunity to get the puck out of the zone. He did not. And then the Blue Jackets just went to work. Foligno, he's going to work hard in front of the net. And then it just turned into a schmozzle in front. Puck's bouncing around, as you said, like a pinball machine. And Foligno winds up putting it in. But the Sabres had a good opportunity to get the puck out. It didn't.
That was Columbus's second power play goal of the game to take a 3-2 lead. Late stages, Sabres get a power play. They pull Linus Ullmark in the 6-on-4. The setup for the setup from Dahlin for Victor Olofsson ties it up at 3.
Dahlin looks to the right side, gets it back again. Eichel over to his left, keeps it right side again. Dahlin wants it back, gets it back right side. There's the shot, scores! A one-timer by guess who? Victor Olofsson. With 1:14 to go in the third period, and we're tied at 3.
Olofsson with 1:14 to go, his third of the season. Dahlin and Reinhart set him up with a power play for Buffalo's second power play goal. And for the Sabres, that goal ensured them a point. It's the goal of the game, brought to you by Revive Spine Center. Our only goal is getting you back to you. And Paul, that did get them to OT on a night where they probably didn't deserve to get there.
Well, Boone Jenner with a boneheaded move on a faceoff violation. You can't, as I said, this has been a rule for a while now. You can't win a faceoff with your glove. He and Eichel are tied up both on the ice, and Jenner takes his glove and scoops it back. You can't do that. What are you thinking? That's at the 17:38 mark, and your team's up a goal. You almost cost your team a victory that would have been highway robbery if they didn't get. And then Buffalo winds up with a 6-on-4 power play. Dahlin and Olofsson kept trying to get that one-timer, and they couldn't get into position, but they both very subtly moved off their spots. That freed up Olofsson, and you saw the result.
3-3, going to OT, and eventually, after Foligno takes the puck from Eichel, he finds one of his players coming in. It's Tessier with his first of the season to give Columbus the win.
Tessier tried to center for Lindbergh, and the defenseman got to the front of the net, but he could have knocked down a high puck and get it on goal. Foligno all over Eichel, centered for Tessier. He gets the game winner with a quick release. Blue Jackets will take it 4-3.
There's your game winner, Tessier from Foligno at 2:08. 4-3 Columbus, the final. There's all your highlights, the moments of the game, brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Final shot totals 44-18 Columbus. Both teams score twice on the power play. Sabres 2-4, Columbus 2-3. And the Sabres will next play Wednesday night at home, KeyBank Center, 7 o'clock puck drop against the Montreal Canadiens. Pregame at 6. You'll hear it right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Paul Hamilton, final thought. What should we take away from tonight's game?
Well, look at it that you play. You can't play too much worse than you did in this game, and you wound up getting a point out of it. So here you are. You still have not lost in regulation in 3 games. You go 2-0-1, so you pick up a possible 5 out of 6 points as you come for a home for a little bit of a homestand before you go out west. So I think they just have to look at it that, hey, we're good enough that we can play that poorly but yet still get a point and have an opportunity for 2 points to try to win a hockey game. So they can take, I think, that out of it. Then they've always trusted Linus Ullmark. I don't think they needed him to stand on his head for them to say, wow, you know, they have plenty of confidence in Linus Ullmark there. And, just move forward. Now, I think you have a good practice on Tuesday tomorrow and get yourself ready for the Montreal Canadiens on Wednesday.
All right, 3 in a row coming up at home. Montreal Wednesday, Florida Friday, Dallas on Monday afternoon on Columbus Day. Paul, thank you. We'll look for more of your thoughts at WGR550.com, and we'll talk to you Wednesday night.
Sounds good. Take care.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton here on our Paul William Belts postgame. For all of our local affiliate stations, we're going to say goodnight to you. We'll talk to you Wednesday at 7 from downtown Buffalo. For all of you on our flagship on WGR, phone calls when we return, 803-0550. Columbus in overtime, 4-3 is the final over Buffalo. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Track Dahlin all the way up. Now here is that turnover. Lindbergh breaks all the way in, and the deep stop by Linus Ullmark as he stayed with it to his right.
Dan Dunleavy on the call. Linus Ullmark, Buffalo's best player tonight. That's one of his 40 saves. That was at the end of one of the power plays. Buffalo gets a point. They lose in overtime 4-3 to Columbus at home on Wednesday against Montreal. Brian Colziel back here on the Paul William Belts postgame. Let's get some reaction, 803-0550. We'll start things off with Robert this segment. Hi, Robert. Go ahead. You're on the postgame.
Guys, thanks for taking my call. I want to agree with Paul. It's a great 1 point. We won 5 out of 6 points at the start of the season. You know, that's just not our A game, and we still pulled a point out. Shows heart. These young kids are coming together. It looks real good in the beginning of the season. Two more parts. You have to win the games that you should have win against the lower teams and against the big four, Boston, Washington, Tampa Bay, and Toronto. Let's see how we do against them, and it'll show where we are. But right now, it looks good. I'll hang up and I'll listen to what you have to say, and go Sabres.
All right. Thank you, Robert. Yeah, I think the 5 out of 6 start you'd sign up for every time. And, you know, 5 out of 6 against any opponent set of games of 3, you know, in a span there, I think you'd take no matter what. Yeah, I mean, I think the opponents that they're playing right now, I don't think I would call these bottom-dwelling teams, but I also wouldn't call them those big-name teams, some of them which you just mentioned. So probably these teams maybe are about what the Sabres are, kind of these middle-dwelling teams. And if they're able to beat them, well, that's good. You know, that's one point about the Bills is that, well, have you know, they beat a lot of these winless teams. Well, Tennessee's kind of in that wild card mix. That's a nice win against them. They could have beaten the Patriots, you could argue. So I think that kind of equates to think, well, maybe the Bills, are they better than what they are? You know, we're always judging by the opponents. For the Sabres, eventually you'll play them all. So it'll be a little easier to, you know, and then we'll figure out probably what the Sabres are at that point. But you've got Montreal coming in. If the Sabres plan on having postseason thoughts, it might be a team you have to finish in front of. Guess what then comes Friday? Florida. I could say the exact same thing about that. So these next two games, again, every 2 points matters here and there. And I think that the opportunity to try to put yourself in a position to maybe feel like you're in a playoff race and in a playoff spot. I know we were in it last year with the 10-game win streak, and we all saw what happened. But 2 points matters every single night. And even that's why tonight on a night where you probably deserve 0, you got 1. I guess you call it a small victory and you move on. Thanks, Robert. 803-0550. Brian's next. Hi, go ahead, Brian. You're on the postgame.
Yeah, I wanted to agree with the other caller. Yeah, but they forgot about Carey Price. Carey Price is a very dangerous goalie the last couple of years when he is healthy. And I wasn't too impressed with Ristolainen in overtime tonight. I thought he could have played that puck a little bit better or played a man a little bit better. Other than that, I think the whole team played well in the third period and overtime, but they just didn't gel in that first, a little bit in the second, but they need to play better if they're going to try to make a run at this thing and get out of what is a bad skid for the playoffs that we are looking at.
Okay. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Yeah, I think tonight, you know, there's more good than bad, but the good is you got points in the standings. You gained on teams tonight. So I think you take it and you move on. You learn from it. And I'm sure Ralph Kruger will tell his team what to learn about tonight. There was a lot of pressure from Columbus, and teams might say, hey, this is maybe how we can get Buffalo to turn it over. We're going to put heavy pressure on them quick and force them to make even quicker decisions. And it really didn't work out that well tonight for the Sabres overall. There were some bright spots. I really liked Colin Miller's game again. Obviously, I think it goes without saying that Linus Allmark was outstanding and Buffalo's best player. All right, next up is Montreal. That is coming up on Wednesday. There's only one other game in the league tonight, and if you want to call it good news, so we go around the league here. Toronto loses in regulation. You gained a point on the Leafs. You want to have a little better thought about it tonight? There you go. St. Louis wins 3-2 in Toronto. That's the only game in the NHL tonight. Let's do the NFL game here. Third quarter in San Francisco, 9 minutes to go. The Browns look like an absolute disaster. It's San Francisco 28, Cleveland 3. Mayfield has been picked. Baker Mayfield's been picked. Matt Breida has a couple of touchdowns. George Kittle just scored. Coleman the other one on a run. Cleveland's offense has not looked good. I know I saw Beckham had a couple of drops. So not a very good night there for the Browns. And if you're a Bills fan, you're rooting for San Francisco in this game. Push Cleveland down to 2-3. That's two more games up on another team that could be in the wild card race. So I think you take that. Every time you know, now that the Bills are in it, it's an NFC versus an NFC team, NFC versus an AFC team, you know, root for the NFC team. If it's a team, like last night, I was rooting for the Chiefs. Chiefs are going to win the AFC West regardless. You might as well have them beat like a wild card team like Indy. That unfortunately didn't work out. A couple of baseball scores here. Yankees in the top of the fourth, leading the Twins 2-0. They lead the series 2-0. So New York can close that out tonight. The National League games are all final. The Nationals have forced a game five. They'll be back in Los Angeles as they beat the Dodgers tonight 6-1. That series 2-2. Also 2-2 in the Cardinals-Braves series as St. Louis beats Atlanta 5-4. Game five will be in Atlanta on Wednesday. The Rays get their first win of the series and their best of five with the Astros 10-3. Tampa wins it. That series is 2-1 in favor of the Astros. So there's your look at baseball, NFL, NHL. Our game, Sabres losing overtime 4-3. Howard and Jeremy will have more tomorrow on our flagship on WGR starting at 6. And, of course, the Instigators with their reaction coming up from 10 to noon. And that will put a wrap on our Paul William Belts postgame show for tonight. Thank you for listening. Thanks to TJ Luckman, our network producer. Thanks to Paul Hamilton, our reporter. Our pregame show host, Mike Schoep from the Bulldog. Our game announcers, Rick Jenneret and Rob Ray. My name is Brian Colesiel. Thank you for listening. Again, the final in overtime. Columbus 4, Buffalo 3. Talk to you Wednesday from KeyBank Center with the Sabres and the Canadiens right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.